Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. France's National Academy of Science added its voice, stating in a recent report that much of the criticism of GM crops is entirely unfounded from a scientific point of view. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Give it to them and they will spend it. Take it away from them and they may exercise a little more spending restraint. At least that's what we could hope. Yes, the President's economic stimulus plan may help to stimulate our economy, and I hope it does and I hope it passes. But if you're listening, you can hear the liberals criticizing the plan loud and strong. Now, why would they do that? They say they're afraid the deficit will increase, that it provides too much tax relief for the so-called rich. But what I think is that the simple answer is that any plan that denies the big spenders in Congress $670 billion that they want to spend is not going to receive a warm welcome. We have a war to fight against terrorism, maybe Iraq, Korea to deal with. The states are swimming in red ink. Everyone has their hand out for money. But keep in mind, the federal government is not obligated to answer everyone's cry for help. Yes, of course, we're obligated to provide for the national defense, but there are a lot of other spending options that can suck it up for a year or two and get by. If we have the courage, we can freeze discretionary spending. We can even reduce it. We need a wartime budget now. And any plan that lets the taxpayer keep more of his or her own money is a good idea. Look at it this way. It's your money. You got it the old-fashioned way. You earned it. Would you rather spend it yourself? Or would you rather let the government spend it for you? If you want to keep it and spend it, tell your congressman, say, keep your greedy paws off of my money. But if you don't want to spend it, then say, take my money, I don't really have any use for it. I was at a business meeting with Secretary of Commerce Don Evans yesterday in supporting the president's stimulus package. He said, if you want to grow the economy, cut taxes and control government spending. That sounds pretty good to me. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.